This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with host Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. I hope your week is going okay. Now, economists report that boomers have about 70% of the personal wealth in this country. Now, the flip side of those bragging rights are the folks who want to steal that wealth are attracted to boomers because of that, just like a magnet. And according to the guy who heads up the organization charged with helping people spot and protect themselves against those thieves, they come in all fashions. In fact, the person who says that is Don Blandon. He's president and chief executive officer of Investor Protection Trust, and he reminds us that sometimes the crime is even from a family member who's willing to steal from their own relative. Well, now, the reason I caught up to Don at the 2014 American Society on Aging conference in San Diego is I've read and heard so many horrible stories of retirees losing all, and then I wanted to find out from him about, well, what we can do to help spot something bad before it's too late. Well, first of all, let's get started, and thanks, Don. You know, I think you can put this issue in perspective better than anyone.
Some people, unfortunately, through scams and frauds and Ponzi schemes and affinity frauds and other types of things, will take that money from us, and we could lose our whole life savings overnight if we're not careful. And I know there's other kinds of theft out there, like somebody taking your ATM card or credit card, that type of thing. But it's not anywhere near as devastating as your whole life savings being taken by someone who you thought you could trust and couldn't, and then turned out that you couldn't.
And we're seeing that a lot from what the reports are.
Yes, we are. It's obviously increasing, particularly as the baby boomers who are turning 65 at a rate of 10,000 a day for the next 17 years. If you listen very carefully, you can hear the screams out there. So, you know, we're aging, and the baby boomers have about 70% of the personal wealth in this country, and the people who do bad things know that. And so they become the targets of a lot of the financial exploitation. So we created a program called the Elder Investment Fraud and Financial Exploitation, or we call it EFI, Protection Program.
Okay, Don, so why don't you talk a little bit about the Investor Protection Trust?
Sure. At the Investor Protection Trust, which is a nonprofit organization created by the North American Securities Administrators Association in 1993, we are in the business of helping people become what we call wise and safe investors. Wise is that they understand the process of investing, which many of us didn't learn in school and sometimes didn't learn it from anyone, yet when we're faced in terms of saving and investing for the long term, we may not know what we're doing. We may not know the difference between a stock and a bond, or what compound interest is, or what the rule of 72 is. Fairly simple concepts, but that's the process of investing. And then we end up buying products that may or may not fit our long-term needs. So, but if we're lucky enough to gain some amount of financial security and grow money over a long period of time for our future years, perhaps our prevention program. We want to prevent it from happening, not just watch it happen and then have to deal with how do we help the victims. We want to have less victims. We know that, unfortunately, we can't be everywhere, so that's why the education component is very important, so people can spot for themselves when something, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true, and you have to get some help or be aware of what questions to ask to make sure it's the right decision for you.
So I suppose it's a good place to start for someone to educate themselves about the different risks.
Oh, absolutely. We have a website. It's investorprotection.org. Again, we're a nonprofit organization. Everything's non-commercial. We don't sell anything. But the website has three main components to it. One is to learn investing. The other is teach investing for educators who are out there wanting to help others. And then the other main part of the website is protect yourself, because once you have a certain amount of wealth, unfortunately, you become a target.
This kind of scamming can be, or fraud, I should say, could be anywhere from a financial advisor to a family member.
It can be from anywhere, and unfortunately, as recent studies have shown, a lot of the financial exploitation actually occurs in the family, and that's why so much of it goes unreported. You know, it might be the grandson who has some kind of a drug habit, who has to steal money from the grandmother when she isn't looking, but even when he gets caught, she doesn't want to rat on her grandson because it's within the family. But it can also be people that are posing as some kind of a financial advisor. You don't do you fail to do your own due diligence and not do a background check on the person. They come up with a scheme or a plan that they try to sell you with promises that they can't keep in terms of how they're going to grow your money. You send them money, and all of a sudden they disappear. And so it's just strangers, people who in the area of theft, people who just walk up to your door after the snowstorm and say, I can see from your roof you've got a hole in it, and I'll fix it for you, and just give me $500. And the person climbs the ladder and makes a lot of noise and comes back down and says it's fixed. You pay him $500, and later found out that it wasn't broken to begin with. It was just a scam.
Well, let me just kind of wrap up, and if you can just tell us, for say the children of older parents who are looking out after them, or maybe anybody who has contact with seniors, what kind of number one, I guess, what kind of warning and help might they provide, and also what kind of signs are there that maybe there's something up?
Well, as we age, and I'm 65 this year myself, as we age, we start losing slowly, and according to Dr. Daniel Lapson, up at Harvard University, at about 53.3 years of age, we start losing some cognitive skills in the prefrontal cortex of our brain, and that makes us less risk averse to things that are being pitched to us or being sold to us. So someone can come by and say, gee, I can see from your age that you need this, and I've got just the right product for you. And where before, when you were doing your own investing and you might have been quite good at it, and today you're really not the sharpest tool in the shed because you've lost that ability, a cognitive ability, to decide what isn't in your best interest. So you might simply say, oh, okay, you know, to things that yesterday you would say no to. And you've got to be real careful with that, because mild cognitive impairment is not dementia. It's not Alzheimer's. It's just a loss of cognitive skills. It's not anything to be, to be ashamed of. It happens to many people who age. And you can do everything you've always done. You can drive a car. You can go out to dinner. You can go to the theater. But when you're looking at a complicated, say, annuity chart that some financial advisor thinks you should put your money behind, you might say yes to something that just isn't appropriate for you. So you've got to be careful on that. And so when I talk to groups, I say it takes a village. So you've got to get the adult children of those parents to be engaged in the process, not in a threatening way, but in a way of all the family doing more financial planning.
Good advice. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts, and you can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Oh, and we encourage you to leave a comment in the podcast reply section. Thanks again.